The History of London Walks, Episode 5, The Sewer Tours. So, yes, London calling, David here, and Australia calling, Keith Baverstock calling. Keith, as many of you will know, founded London Walks over half a century ago, founded the oldest urban walking tour company on the planet. So Keith's the man. My goodness, he really started something. Anyway, woke up this morning to an email from Keith. The email said, "Good morning, David. Attached is the story of the sewer tours for London that sadly did not eventuate. Still, it gained publicity for the walks all over the place. And a bonus, the attached poem. It appeared in a South Australian newspaper, so we were getting known all over the world." Keith adds, "Another episode in the next week or so." Okay, so here's episode 5, The Sewer Tours, and appended to it, the poem. In 1889, Paris had its first sewer tours. Eager Parisians sat in carts suspended from the walkways along the tunnel walls. Later tours took place in carriages drawn by small locomotives. In the 20th century, tours took place by boat, which led to a wonderful article in a West Australian newspaper headed, "Latest Thing in Cruises." In London, in the 1960s, the press quite frequently gave coverage to these tours, which told of municipal workers using chains to haul the wooden tourist boats through a sewer tunnel from Madeleine to the Place de la Concorde. What the French could do, we reckoned we could do better. Having introduced punters to the source of the sewage, the Good Loo Tour, logically we should show them where it went. The sewer tour was born. But where? One thing I knew from studying the history of London sewers was that they were big and could supposedly take a London bus or two minis racing along side by side. Mr. Bazgett had apparently allowed for the densest population he could imagine, given every person the most generous allowance of sewage production, and had come up with a diameter of pipe needed. Then said, "Well, we're only going to do this once, and there's always the unforeseen," and doubled the diameter to be used. His foresight allowed for the unforeseen increase in population density with the introduction of the tower block in the 20th century. If they'd used the original smaller pipe diameter, there would have been sewage all over London by the 1960s. Approaches to the City of London were unsuccessful, so I started looking further afield and thinking out of the box, or sewer. We could become an arts event. The 1970s Camden Arts Festival was, to say the least, avant-garde, embraced and encouraged by Camden Council with arts grants, and beneath Camden ran capacious sewers. Opportunity knocked, and I convinced Camden Council to include sewer tours as part of the Out There Arts Program. And if memory serves me right, a £50 grant was offered to promote this arts event. A section of Camden sewers was suggested, although it wouldn't be navigated by boat, as in Paris. Instead, it would be done on foot. Planning this experience required meeting up with the staff responsible for the sewers. In the sewer, of course. I donned a helmet with a lamp and gum boots and went underground into London's sewer system. I had expected to find myself wading through effluent and needing to cover my face due to the strong odors. Amazingly, there was little or no smell and just a few inches of water. Wonderful. And as we progressed through the mile or so of sewers, my guides provided wonderful tales of what turned up in the sewers, from false teeth to valuable jewelry. London sewers had hidden treasures, it seemed, that I was not aware of. At least in Camden, we didn't have to contend with alligators. Apocryphal stories abounded in the 1970s of cute but unwanted baby alligators being flushed down New York's toilets, growing into monsters which confronted the sewer workers, maybe even ate a few. Champagne and Canapes launched the arts festival and the sewer tours. They were a sellout. Maybe I'd be able to give up the other walking tours and just operate sewer tours, as popular as those in Paris. The media picked it up, and the event was broadcast far and wide. All fantastic. Despite the fact public liability and health and safety concerns were not front and center in the 1970s, someone at Camden Council got the collywobbles. The tours would need to be canceled. They didn't fit with Camden's arty image, apparently. All the ticket holders had to be given the bad news, especially the growing number of regulars who had come to expect our unusual offerings and eagerly awaited them. Regrettably, there were no other councils that were game to allow sewer tours, leaving Paris a clear field with its unusual underground cruises. Nowadays, you can no longer cruise the sewers of Paris, but you can have a sewer experience by visiting the Musée des Eaux de Paris. And that brings us to the poem that appeared in the South Australia newspaper. It's called Down Under. It was penned by one Max Fatchin. It's an utterly charming piece of doggerel. It was introduced with the following short cover note. An Australian, Keith Baverstock, hopes to make London sewers the city's newest tourist attraction. Down Under by Max Fatchin. Why can't I see the sewers, Keith? I've seen them change the guard. I've been to Stratford, lovely place, the hometown of the Bard. I've seen the sergeant major strut with troops beneath his thumb. I've stood and watched the color trooped until my legs went numb. Why can't I see the sewers, Keith? It's somewhere new to go. I've drowsed along the Shannon's course and seen the old Thames flow. I've watched the waves at John O'Groats or southward where land ends. Why can't I see the sewers, Keith? I wouldn't get the bends. I've seen Ben Nevis wreathed in mist and Snowdon drenched in rain. I've been in Dartmoor downpours and on Salisbury's sodden plain. I've seen the crowded channel when the wild storm warnings fly. Why can't we see the sewers, Keith? At least it would be dry. I've met the busman on his bus, the horse guards by their stall. I've strolled down Piccadilly and I've done the Albert Hall. I've shouted through my bath plug hole, "Hello to you down there! I'd like to see the sewers, Keith. I'd like to show I care." I've seen the misty sun retire and dusk upon the downs, and thought of all the bathrooms in the twinkling lighted towns. Why can't I see the sewers, Keith? There won't be such a crush. And oh, the early English morn, and dawn's first gentle flush.